There's a guy I know, a friend of mine, who is a doctor, and he's always thinking of very interesting ideas. So before Tisha B'Av, about a week before Tisha B'Av, he came over to me and said, I got a great idea. I'm going to set up centers where people can come on Tisha B'Av, and I'll hook them up to an IV, and we'll hydrate them, and that way they'll be able to fast on Tisha B'Av without any of the ill effects of a fast, because they'll be nourished and hydrated through an IV that I'll set up in Tisha B'Av. Is there any issue with that? Is there any issue, achila whatsoever, to have such a thing set up on Tisha B'Av? And he wanted to know about Yom HaKippurim as well. Now the truth is, the Poskim discuss this, but not in the sense of Isser. They discuss this in, meaning not in the sense of whether a healthy person should do this. The primary discussion is, what if you have a chola, and the chola is going to need to eat on Yom Kippur? Is it better to just hook him up to an IV, and that way he won't need to eat on Yom Kippur? It's never going to come to having to eat on Yom Kippur because he's hooked up to an IV? Or do you say, no, you don't got to think about these things. You don't have to think about hooking someone up to an IV. You could just, if he's allowed to eat, he's allowed to eat. So that's it. Now, in general, the Raman, or Chaim Sim Shin Chav Ches, Sif Yud Beis, points out that whenever you're dealing with Chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana, whenever you're dealing with a life-threatening type of situation, we always try to minimize the Isir as much as possible. You have to drive someone to the hospital on Shabbos, so if you could turn the ignition, Kila Achar Yad, instead of turning it on regularly, and it doesn't affect the speed at which you'll get him to the hospital and the way at which you'll do it, so you do it. Hatzalah members typically do Shnayim Shasua. They have two people turn on the, if it's time is not of the essence, they have two people turn on the ambulance at the same time, because that minimizes the Isser. Or if you're dealing with the Nisra Achila, you do Pachos Mikashir. We've all seen probably people who on Yom Kippur, they were told by a doctor that it's dangerous for them to fast, so they have little shot glasses every 9 minutes, every 8 minutes, every 7 minutes, every 10 minutes, whatever the shear is, but they take Pachos Mikashir. Why? Because that's a lesser Isser. So we do have this general concept where that we're supposed to try to minimize the Isser. So maybe taking food intravenously is a better way of minimizing the Isser than to just eat the food or drink it, even in Pachlis Mikshir. Now, there is a discussion in the Gemara Maseches Chulin and Daf Kuf Gimlam Beis, Machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, when it comes to the Isser of Achila, when it comes to eating something that's Asr. The context of the discussion is a little bit of a funny discussion. What if you have a half a kazayas of food, you throw it up, and then you eat that half a kazayas again? Did a person violate an Isra Achila? Did he eat a kazayas shalim? So they argue, what is it that is the Isra Achila? Is it hana'as me'av, that your stomach ultimately gets a full kazayas of food? Or is it the hana'as grono, the hana'as piv, that that your palate enjoys the taste of the of a kazayas worth of food? So it would seem, the Rambam Machlokes Asuros Perek Yudal Halacha Gimel, Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's not hana'as me'av, but it's based on what your mouth enjoys. So it would seem that if you put something in intravenously, then your mouth is not enjoying anything. It's purely hana'as me'av at best, and any sort of food that's being given to a person in this most unnatural way would be definitely not a nisr d'oraisa, at most a nisr d'rabbanan. Ksav Sofer of writes in Tshuva in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin in Or Chaim that Rabbi Yochanan would agree that if there is hana'as me'av, that's also achila. So Rabbi Yochanan says that even without a kazayas of hana'as me'av, even if the only hana'ah that you have is a kazayas of food in your mouth, even that would be a violation. Nevertheless, according to everybody, it would seem that at least there's an iser midrabanan on Yom Kippur to take macholos asuros and ingest it in this way. Definitely not an iser d'oraisa. According to anybody, it would not be an iser d'oraisa, because the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes Vav and Beis tells us that if a person takes matzah and wraps it up in something else and swallows it in that way, he does not fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah, because that is called shalo kederech achila. He hasn't eaten it in the way that people normally eat it. So the Shach in Yerodeah, some Kufnun Hay, Sifkat and Dalid, writes that if someone is going to have something shalo kederech achila, you're allowed to do that for a chola. So even though it's asim midrabanan, it's one of those yisurim that could be violated for a chola, even if it's a cholah she'ein bo sakana. However, when it comes to Yom Kippur, we have to look at things a little bit differently, because by Yom Kippur, there's a specific mitzvah of inui. It's not just that there's an isra achila in Yom Kippur, but there's a mitzvah of inui, that a person v'yinisim is nafshos seichem, a person is supposed to suffer, so to speak. So the Shagasari in Simenayim Vav says that even shaloka derech achila on Yom Kippur, even if you're not eating it normally, but ultimately you're not suffering because you're nourished, you're hydrated. Shagas Aryeh says he believes that that would be an Isser Mida Oraisa. Many other Achronim disagree. And they say, no, Inui is defined by Hana'as Me'av. Inui is defined not only other Achronim point out that in the absent hana'as meyav, there can't be any iser mida oraisa. So according to many other achronim, the Chasam Sofer, the Minchas Chinuch, anything that takes care of your hunger on Yom Kippur would only be aser midrabanan. So there is a tshuva in the Achiezer of Chaim Ozer, Achiezer Chel Gimel Sim Samach Aleph. Suggests that the Gemara Numa, Dafayin Dalid, specifically associates Inui with Achila, and therefore he thinks that anything that takes away your Inui, even if it's Shaloka Derech Achila, would still be considered a violation of Achila on Yom HaKippurim. So the question really becomes, okay, so what we have over here is Nisr Midrabanan. You're not allowed to just for a healthy person set up such a situation where he's going to be nourished through some sort of feeding tube or through an IV or something like that. But you have a sick person, and the sick person is going to have to do something. So should we set it up in such a way that at least the sick person should be able to be fed in this way rather than having pachos mikshir? Is that the best eitza for a sick person? Is there a chiyuv to do this for someone who's ill? So in the Tshuvas Dovev Mesharim Chelik Gimel Simen Peches, he says that probably not, that you don't have to do this for someone who's ill, because he says doing these kinds of things cause extra stress on the patient. People aren't used to eating in that way, so to put in a feeding tube, putting in an IV, it just causes more pain, more distress. Not something you want to do to a chol sheyesh bo sakana, and therefore let him eat. If he's allowed to eat, let him eat. You don't have to do, even though it's a lesser issue to take something through an IV, he doesn't think you have to put a cholah through that kind of pain. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a fascinating chiddush, though. Rav Shlomo Zalman suggests the same thing, no need to do an IV, but for an entirely different reason. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that even though you're supposed to always take the lesser iser, and in this case, the lesser iser is going through an IV, he says, if it costs money to do the lesser iser, you don't have to do the lesser iser. Someone is sick, they need to go to a hospital on Shabbos. Now, it costs money to hire a cab for them, but you have a car, you could drive them yourself. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no problem, drive them yourself if they're a chol sheyesh bo sakana. Chol sheyesh bo sakana, you're not allowed to be mecha, but chol sheyesh bo sakana, you could drive them yourself, because it costs money to hire a non-Jewish taxi. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if getting a medical procedure, even something as simple as an IV or something like that, is going to cost money, a person is allowed to, as a chol sheyesh bo sakana, is allowed to eat rather than go through that. Rav Sturmbach, the Modim Uzman of Chelik Aleph Simen Samach, says that also there's no need to go through these sort of extreme measures, because he says the whole din of doing the lesser iser is when you're doing the same act but in a different way. Meaning you're doing achila, but you're doing it a little bit at a time. You're doing shalok ederech. You're going to turn on the car, but you're going to do it with a shinui. It's the same act, but it's a different way. But Rav Shlomach says, if you're going to be putting in a feeding tube, it's not even the same act. That's not achila. You're just doing something entirely different. He says, you have no obligation to do that. But then there's the Shita of Rav Moshe, which perhaps sheds the most light on the question that this doctor had asked me and this entire situation. Rav Moshe Nor Chaim Chelik Gimel, Simen Sadi, says that not only is there no need to set up an IV feeding for someone, he thinks it might be usher to do so as well. So he says, I can't bring myself to even Yom Kippur. Just hook me up with an IV, and I'll be fine. Rav Moshe thinks it might be asur. Why? Says Rav Moshe, there is a halacha in the Torah, v'rapo yirapei, that a mikan shenitan rishus l'rofe l'rapos. The Gemara Bava Kama derives that a doctor has rishus to cure. However, a doctor has rishus to cure only when there is someone who is ill. If someone is not ill, and this is not a treatment for an illness that you are giving, then you are not allowed to cure. There's no rishus, l'rofe, l'rapos. It is an issur to seek treatment when it is not treatment of an illness. If a person is not ill, they're hungry, and that hunger could kill them, so that makes them ill, that will make them ill, but food is not treatment of an illness. They just need food. They just need to eat. So you can't go treating illnesses when a person doesn't have an illness. That would be a violation of Nitzan Roshos L'Rofei L'Rapos. So if there's no... And Rav Moshe goes even further and he says that you also don't have to do anything in advance of Yom Kippur to make sure that you'll be okay on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we assess the situation, and if you have to eat, you have to eat. Nothing needs to be done in advance of Yom Kippur to make sure that you'll be able to eat on Yom Kippur. And his raya is, the Torah has a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Right? The Gemara darshan is in a few different places. We don't fast on the 9th, we fast on the 10th. Oh, we can, and if you eat on the 9th, it's as if you fast on the 9th and the 10th. And what if there was no mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? Says Rav Moshe, then there will be no requirement to do so. Even though obviously you need to eat on Erev Yom Kippur if you're going to fast on Yom Kippur, but there's no requirement to do so. There's no requirement to prepare on Erev Yom Kippur for Yom Kippur other than this Chiddush Hakra, the one Chiddush in the Torah that you're supposed to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. But absent that Chiddush, there's no other requirement to prepare. That's Rav Moshe's, as says Rav Moshe, the IV would have to be put in before Yom Kippur. But you have no requirement whatsoever to put in an IV before Yom Kippur because you don't even have to be thinking about Yom Kippur before Yom Kippur. And on Yom Kippur you can't do it because it's also to put in an IV on Yom Kippur. Not abundantly clear what that Isser is and whether that Isser would even nearly approach the level of Isser of eating pachos mikashir. But this is what Rav Moshe writes. Rav Moshe adds that Tosfos Baba Kama, Daf Pehe, says that if it weren't for the fact that there's an explicit pasuk that allows one to heal, it would be usher to treat any sort of illness, and since illness is given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us permission to heal it, we're not allowed to heal it because it would be going against the decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says Rav Moshe, that's when the purpose, when are we allowed to heal ourselves? When the purpose is to cure, not when we're trying to achieve something else. And over here, we're trying to achieve something else. We're trying to achieve not having to eat. That is not the same as curing. And therefore, Moshe argues that one is not only not necessary to take these kinds of measures, it is not even permitted to take these kinds of measures. That is how Rav Moshe argues in this case. Rabbi Bleich has an article in the 10th volume of the Journal of Halacha and Contemporary Society where he takes issue with many of Rav Moshe's svaras, but I think it's l'chulei alma. All poskim agree that this is not something one has to do. We go with normal measures. If you have to eat, you have to eat. Hopefully, pachas make shir. And if it gets to more than that, then it would be more than that, but certainly not to take extreme measures in these kinds of cases.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Most tax pros leave a message. It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.